Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Okay, another topic. You got to get straight. It's not as simple as you wanted it to be. And I observe confusion over this topic all the time. I was just listening to the last show. Dr. Marshall, a lady called in, and she had an issue about the fact that she just simply cannot move the pH. And of course, she was correctly counseled that she had to look for a tooth, that her practitioner had to see if she had an infection there. But I want to take this hour to really get into this issue of pH on an even deeper level, because lots of people sit there. I have them come into the office all the time with reams of paper charting their pH day to day to day to day to day. And they're constantly confused because they can't get the pH to stay in the green all the time, or they can't get it to stay in the green at all, and they feel they've tried everything. That's the kind of topic we're going to tackle today, because really there's lots of reasons your pH isn't where you want it to be. We got to get into that. But more than anything, what is pH? What does that even mean? What does that mean in the context of cell chemistry, of cell biology, of your health? You got to dig a little deeper to understand it so you can really appreciate it, respect it, comply with it, and relax behind it. All that anxiety over it's half the reason you're acidic. pH. I'll go no further to confuse you than to say pH is the negative log of the hydrogen ion concentration in the body. Big words for very little. All that means, pH being the negative log of the hydrogen ion concentration, is simple. No matter where you stopped studying chemistry, you remember the word carbon atom and hydrogen atom, and that human beings, live matter, animals, anything on the planet that we call life, is made of organic minerals. That simply means not uranium. It means carbon. It means hydrogen. It means nitrogen. It means oxygen. It means selenium. It means germanium. It means any atom on the periodic table of elements, all the atoms combined, any atom that you find in living organisms on the planet Earth is called an organic atom. Many of those, in layman's terms, we call minerals. A mineral is an atom. Same thing, except we use the word mineral for atoms found in living animals on this planet, not some other solar system, but this planet, along the lines of calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, are commonly observed minerals. Our bodies are made up of lots of these minerals, which are atoms. And then trace minerals like germanium, selenium, beryllium. In fact, there's very little in the way of mineral that doesn't have some normal percentage in our body. We use everything, even if it's on the micro level. So you can change out the word mineral with the word atom. But if you were to look at the human body and you were to break it down into its component atoms, you would find a ton of carbon, a ton of nitrogen, and a ton of hydrogen. Now that's the key here, because the hydrogen atom is typical of any atom. It's got a proton and a neutron in its nucleus and an electron in its orbit. So it's simple. You can handle this, and you must handle this. The structure of the atom is to have a nucleus with a proton, a positive charged entity. Proton beam therapy. We throw nothing but protons at tumors to kill them. You hear the word proton. Combined with a neutron, which is a neutrally charged particle in the atom that sits pretty close to the proton in what we call the nucleus of the atom. It gives the atom its molecular weight. And then there's the electron, or electrons, that spin with certain spins around that center, and that are also very, very influential as to the total charge of the atom. Now, a hydrogen atom, if it's neutral, has a proton in the center and an electron in the orbital ring. When we say a proton, it means that that electron is gone. The electron goes away. It gets busy with something else. And all you're looking at when you say a proton, which is an H+, which is how we measure acidity in the body. This acidity in the body is a function of the number of hydrogen atoms minus their electrons, giving the hydrogen atom a positive one charge. A proton is a plus one charged hydrogen atom that's missing its electron. Now that's as far as you got to go, but you got to go that far, because the amount of those in any given moment in the water in between your cells, the amount of those in any given moment in the fluid between your cells is what determines your acidity. If you have a lot of hydrogen atoms, a lot of protons, H plus charges, after we take the negative log, which is a mathematical calculation, very simple to do, we're going to come up with a number. That number is called the pH. And if that pH in the water between your cells is below 7.4, like it's 7.3, like it's 7.2, like it's 7.1. Just reflective of the number of hydrogen protons, you get sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker. By the time your intercellular fluid, the fluid between the cells, has too much acidification measured by the hydrogen atoms, the protons, by the time they occur in too much abundance, you're starting to fry. In other words, all the things you've ever heard of acidity, less available oxygen for the cell, more inflammation, so on and so forth, whatever you understand this as, is occurring more and more and more, and we'll get into that later. Great. pH is the negative log of the hydrogen ion concentration. Sparing you that mathematical calculation, all it means is if we shrunk you down into micron land and you went in between the cells and all your organs and all your body and you took the world view, once you see too many and too much of these protons, you're in more and more and more acidity. If you were taking a sip of that water in between your cells, if that water starts to taste, literally, too acidic, you start falling apart. Okay? So there's your basic understanding of acidity in the intercellular space versus alkalinity. Now we're going to bring another concept in. Alkalinity is directly proportional to the number of hydroxyl ions. That's an oxygen combined with a hydrogen living in there with a negative charge. And the number of OHs with a negative charge counterbalancing the amount of H's with a positive charge, well, that's a measure of your alkalinity. So you've got these two competing little moieties, little variables in your intercellular fluid. One is a proton, a hydrogen ion with a plus charge. The other is a hydroxyl ion, which is an oxygen combined with a hydrogen that has a negative charge. Together, they cancel each other out, and they make water. So in that intercellular space, depending on how much you have of one or the other, do you get your pH? Just the big word pH for if you took a swim in that intercellular fluid, would you be burning an acid? Or would it be just like regular water, neutral? Or would it be the other extreme of that? Something extremely alkaline. Perfect. If you got that, we can have a conversation and you can start to understand what's really happening inside your body. Okay, first of all, pH. Our concern about pH is really our concern about, is the system alkaline or is the system acidic? What system? All the chemical equations that control the intercellular water, is the sum total of that bringing you more acidity or more alkalinity? Our concern with that started a long time ago, oddly enough, in Japan. And the book you want to get is Acid Alkaline by a guy named Herman Ihara, A-I-H-A-R-A. There's three big names that really drove, more than anybody, this acid-alkaline concern. And those three big names were, one, George Oshawa, O-S-H-A-W-A, George Oshawa, dead a long time, started out very ill with tuberculosis, cured his own tuberculosis at a time when tuberculosis was within the top five reasons, within the top five mortalities each year was tuberculosis back at the turn of the last century in the early 1900s. And Oshawa's family contracted tuberculosis, so did he. Much of his family died from it, as many did at that time. And George Oshawa went on to cure his own, look into the fundamental science behind health. And from that sprung this issue of acid alkaline, which evolved what we call today macrobiotics. Macrobiotics, if you check Sherry Rogers, medical doctor out of Florida, if you review her work with Michio Kushi up in Boston in the 60s and 70s, her findings, this is Sherry Rogers, medical doctor, very famous, well-known person, has a couple of great books, Tired or Toxic, You Are What You Eat, witnessed single-handedly with that extremely critical eye that a medical doctor would bring to people, witnessed lots of very, very justified cures for cancer under the name of a man named Michio Kushi, who was one of the derivatives of acid-alkaline studies.